Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Yay! Hello, my beautiful She Did It Her Way podcast listeners. I'm so excited to bring you today's interview and guest. Our guest today, her name is Christy Frank, and I'm so excited to have her on the show. Instead of me actually reading her bio and introducing her, I am going to have Christy introduce herself because you have such an incredible story, and I'm so excited to share like how we met and how everything has evolved. But yes, take it away.
Oh, wow. It's number one. So good to see you again. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to see you. I have an engineering degree, and then I did what every good engineer does. And I graduated and went right in to be an actress in LA. And then I, along the way, started to crave money. And I've always been an entrepreneur. So I opened a very famous raw foods restaurant. And at the time, I also had real estate. I had a couple of properties. And along that time, something called The Apprentice came around. And I was on the first season of The Apprentice, which led to Oprah and led to my dream life, which is speaking with other entrepreneurs. And I really found my niche that I really, really enjoyed was working with other women. Mm-hmm. So long story short, I was asked to do this new project, and it's my dream job. It was hosting a project about women and money, and we'll talk about that more, but that's how we met. And so, you know, lots of journeys in between. We can deep dive, but that's my bio in a nutshell.
I love it. Yes. And we'll talk about how we met in more detail in the documentary and the movie series, and it's about money. But let's kind of unpack your journey, and then we'll weave in, and you know, I'm sure it'll come like organically how we met and whatnot. But take us back to, so you went to school for engineering, you're in LA, and then you went into acting, you went on this reality TV show. I would love for you to kind of share the mental and emotional journey of all the things that you were doing. And I think what is beautiful about your journey is it's like so colorful in the sense that it definitely is not like, it could be linear, right? But like, it's, you're kind of just taking that next step based on what you're intuitively feeling is what it sounds like. And I could be wrong, but I would love for you to share that journey in that regard.
Well, it's so incredible. When I look back and I try and teach my son this, that I always followed things that sounded fun. And it sounds strange to live your career like that, but I look back and everything I did, every doorway I opened, every experience was because I said, wow, that sounds like a fun adventure. And when you look back and you combine engineering, acting, real estate, restaurants, of course it would lead to The Apprentice. Of course it would lead to entrepreneur. No, it just, all my skill set was just, it was perfect for my journey, and which led to being an entrepreneur. So you look back and you think, well, yes. And so I kind of coach people to always follow that. I mean, our feelings are there for a reason. They're trying to tell us something. Mm. And so two things that point the way for me, fear and fun. And so if there's something that's scary, my spidey senses tingle because I know it's might be an area I need to dive into. Mm-hmm. And then fun. I've realized over the years, this journey, this life career, you should wake up every day with passion and excitement and do things that you love. And that's where your gifts shine. That's where you can really explore yourself because you're just in your bliss. And so that's been my motto, and I'm still trying to do that today. Now I have yoga studios and I get to do fun projects. And I feel like when I go to work, I'm just like playing. So that's what I try to do.
I love that mentality too. And I definitely agree that when you choose what sounds fun and what feels light and what feels good is usually most often an indication. And that's something that, like, when working with my clients, if they're trying to figure out, okay, which launch approach do I do, or how do I take this next step? And there's two options. I always say, which one feels light? Which one feels most fun? Because when you can look at it in that light, you bring such different energy to what it is that you're doing. And so sometimes, even though what may sound fun doesn't sound quote unquote logical, it's like choosing it because it sounds fun is actually going to take you like more places than if you chose the logical one, right?
doesn't mean it's not hard work. It doesn't mean there's going to be bumps along the road. You and I know there's many bumps, but it's a good indicator of where you're supposed to go.
Yeah. When you started, you know, identifying, making decisions based on what felt fun or looked fun, like, did you run into any sort of mental chatter? And if so, how did you work through that mental chatter to cultivate that muscle of choosing fun versus choosing, you know, logic or what you quote unquote should do?
Well, I'll tell you one thing and then I'll go into a deeper story, but acting really prepared me. And in a way, when you're an actress, you're rejected 5 times a day. And it just is something that happens. It's rejection is the norm. So I think I learned that over and over and over that, oh, this is just something I do. I get turned down a lot, you know? So it's kind of a blessing because it teaches you that you're not going to die and it's fine. And you move on and it doesn't really mean that much. It doesn't mean anything, but Amanda, there is a part maybe we want to dive into. So after The Apprentice, I got married and pregnant really quickly and slowly. So I started working with entrepreneurs and speaking, but slowly my ex-husband didn't want me to work and he kept me, you know, I agreed, of course, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but it became something where I really started losing myself. And he was a really challenging relationship. He would tell me I was ugly and tell me I had no worth and I wasn't smart. And I was married for 15 years and it really took me out. I lost myself. I believe that to be a good mom and have my family, all I did, if I just love them more, if I just stay home and just get rid of myself more. And I just want to say that that was the wrong way. And I was depressed and sad and so sad. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. And so that's a journey. And then we've separated, it's about 2.5 years ago. And my whole life came back. Everything, I made a decision to finally get myself back. And pretty much since that decision, everything came back. My joy, I was wondering, why am I so sad all the time? And it was like overnight, someone flipped the switch. And so I just want to say that to other women that I think we do that sometimes a lot. We put other people's desires in front of our own. We learn that what we want and what we are striving for doesn't matter. And so it was a big lesson. I was teaching my son the wrong way to have a marriage. I was teaching my son the wrong way to be. I had a therapist who said, Christy, how do you expect your son to shine if you're not doing it yourself? That was a big wake-up call. And so that's why I'm so passionate now about working with other women, because it's my mission to say you get to have it all. You can be an incredible mother and you can have a career and you can have a great relationship. You get to have it all. You get to have who you are with all of that.
Yeah, I think it's so inspiring to hear that too. And hearing that sometimes it's the smallest, let me back up. When you had said what your therapist said about, you know, if you're not being an example for your son, then how do you expect him to shine? And totally reminds me of the put the oxygen mask on you first and then put it on your child. I also saw on Instagram this physical demonstration that someone had put cups, like they had stacked cups, kind of if you can imagine a champagne stacking a little bit. And at the top, they like poured water. And then after the first cup was filled, then all the water trickled down and filled the other cups. They're saying, you know, when you fill your cup first, you can then fill other people's cups even faster and more wholeheartedly. And I thought that was just a really great demonstration and reminder that to be so aware of, am I doing or are we doing things because we feel like we should versus does it actually ring true? And how can we continue to just make minor commitments to ourselves so that we can bring that awareness? So thank you for sharing that. In your journey, when you look back at, like, you ran a restaurant, you're an engineer, you're an actress, you went on The Apprentice, which I know some people are like, wait, The Apprentice, like with Donald Trump, and we're not going to go politics or anything like that. But just curious of too, and we talked a little bit about this when we first met, how that changed or influenced your trajectory and your life of having that, like, I'm just curious, just as a, you know, wanting to know, like, how exactly did that change your life? And what was that experience like?
You mean,
The Apprentice, and like what happened? And it was such a public thing where, like, how did that influence your life? And how would you describe it changing or influencing the trajectory of it?
It was so crazy. So the show itself was almost surreal. It was like, for an entrepreneur, like, we were on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. We were living in Trump Tower with no money. We were doing businesses every day. It was like, this is what we do. Like, what? It was so weird. And even meeting Donald Trump and being in this weird experiment was so incredible. But then to do things like go on Oprah. I mean, I was on all these shows, and I think when you're in it, you're just living, and it was so fast and so furious, and it was so fun. And
I love it.
Like, my husband and I at the time, we were on the cover of Star Magazine, and we were at Disneyland, and my husband's like, what? Nobody's saying hi to me, and I'm on the cover of Star. Like, it was just crazy that people would stop me in the airport for photos and for autographs. But Amanda, what it taught me was that, yes, it was so fun, but it didn't mean that much. Mm. It was fun. It was so fun, but it wasn't fame for fame's sake. I didn't understand that. What it did give me is a chance to be a voice for other entrepreneurs and work with people I love. Like, I would go to now conferences where I got to meet all my people, you know. Mm. I got to speak for a room full of women, and it gave me that gift to be able to connect with, you know, people that I love working with.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Well, and you mentioned Oprah. So, like, where my mind went to is, oh my gosh, if I was asked to be on a stage with Oprah, or if I met any sort of famous person that I was stepping into that shoes, like, massive amounts of imposter syndrome would definitely, I mean, we talked about it in the film, right? Like, I'm nervous right now. I have imposter syndrome right now. Not right now as in the recording, but in the documentary series, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But, like, how do you ask me that question about imposter syndrome? So now I want to ask you about how you manage, like, when was the time that you had insane imposter syndrome, and what did you say or do to help you navigate that? Because imposter syndrome is always there in some regard. We just get better at managing it. So I'm curious about your experience.
Oh, and let's talk about that once we talk about the series, because I have so much to say. It was perfect because for Oprah, I was so, it was so beyond anything reality. I was in dreamland. So it wasn't even real. So for that one, I was so out of my body. I wasn't even scared. I mean, it was just something. they did a good job of putting you on this press tour. So it was like fast and furious. So you didn't have a lot of time. So it was like the Today Show, and then you're doing MSNBC, and then you're doing, like, you're doing all this stuff, and it just succumbs so fast. You just have to do it. There's no time to think, which I think is the key.
Sometimes, yeah, like, if you just don't give yourself space to think about it, and it's like, boom, 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 then you don't have that space to talk yourself out of it. But anyway, sorry, continue.
No, that's the key. And I think you're right. When you have time and you compare yourself and you look at all this, social media nowadays, there's so many incredible people. And the minute you start comparing yourself and you lose the connection with your gifts and who you are, that's the time where I think you'd start to doubt. And so now my favorite word is messy. Mm. And it's going to be messy. I'm going to send an email. It's going to be messy. I'm going to ask for this, or I'm going to be on a show. And guess what? It's not going to be perfect. It's going to be messy, yeah, but it's going to be me. It's going to be who I am. And honestly, authenticity right now is, I think, the coolest thing. So I'm more focused on just showing up than it being perfect. And I think that takes a lot of the pressure off.
Yeah, that's so true. I mean, having being who you are, being okay with being messy and showing up anyway is so important, because so many times we delay things because we want it to be perfect. I was even like an example, and I think a lot of us can relate to, is we think about investing in ourselves, whether it's a course or a certification or whatever. And the response is like, now is not the right time. Like it's not, I don't have enough time on my plate. Or, and granted, there might be better times to do certain things. However, it's like, how do we sift through the, I need it to be the perfect time versus like commit and then dive in. And don't worry about if your role as a student of learning said thing is like perfect. Just dive right into the course, dive right into that certification, dive right into whatever it is that you're delaying, and just do it. Don't think about it. So
that's your whole story about when is the perfect time to start a business? When is that perfect time where you're ready, or you've learned enough, or you can teach enough, or you can quit your job? I mean, when is that? There's It's today. If you know, yes, there's things to do and prepare and learn, but it starts with the decision.
Deciding number one, and being able to, I know Tim Ferriss has a really good quote about like the stars don't align. They're not going to magically be there. You just have to commit, make the decision, and then figure things out along the way. So, well, now like you've gone through like your experience where you've lost yourself, and now you're in the stage where you're going back and you're kind of feeling yourself again. And that's, tell us a little bit about how you got involved, and tell us the documentary, and you can share a little of the story about like how we met, and then we can go from there.
Like I said, I found myself again. And once I did, my dream projects started coming. I opened some yoga studios, and a man in my circle, like we in the entrepreneurial circle, it's a small world. And he came to me and he said, "Will you host a series about women and money?" And I said, and he said, but I'm having trouble finding the women. where are the women in money?
You're like, I know them. I know where they're at.
I know exactly where they are. And I said, "Jeff, it's not about women and money. It's this whole conversation about women stepping into who they are and their worth and their passion and their purpose. And then we can bring in money and all these things that women, we want. There's so many facets of everything." And he was speaking to me because this was my journey. I had lost myself, and I was on a mission to find myself again. The series, as you know, I was the host, and there's 45 of you, incredible, incredible women who teach and inspire, and through your stories and your teachings. I mean, they range from like best-selling authors to incredible women with businesses, and it's health, and there's relationship experts, and it doesn't matter who they were. The message is all the same and so unique to every one of you. I am not the same person I was when I first started this. Listening to all of you has changed me completely. Just by hearing you, just by listening and seeing who you were, helped me step forward into who I am. And so that's why I'm so honored to birth this into the world and let all the women we can share in this, because it's a free docuseries and it's my baby, it's your baby, and my gift. Like, I love to have all of you shine, and it's been such a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I, like, it was such an honor to be invited onto it. And I can't wait to watch the interviews that you've had with some of the guests that you interviewed. I mean, I only know a short list of people that you were sitting down and interviewing, and I watched through social media the other people. And I am like so excited and at the edge of my seat to really watch and listen to their stories. And so
I want to jump in and see how we connected too, because it was perfect, brilliant. So my first call was to a woman entrepreneur I know, JJ Virgin, and she knows everybody. And she connected me to her network, who connected me to their network, who connected me to their network. But you were the only one I found on social media. And it was so perfect how we met, and divine. I always had this like knowing that whoever is supposed to be part of this project will just appear. And you did. And I just found you and you flew and I like, it just was so perfect. So I'm so grateful. Like it, we just made it happen.
Yeah, no, it was incredible. And our conversation, so we talked about imposter syndrome. We talked about, you know, a little bit of business, but a lot of it was spent on that mindset and that journey. And so I'd love for you to share what some of the other conversations, you can share people, their names if you want. Otherwise you can keep it a secret, but there's like some really, I mean, talk about imposter syndrome. When you said some of their names, I mean, I was like, does she know that, like, who I am? Like, is she sure she wants me on this documentary series? Like, total imposter syndrome moment where I had time to think and I thought, and I was like, okay, you got this, Amanda, you got this. You're fine. You're in the right room. You're in the right room. And like, that was, oh my gosh. So yeah, share a little bit about like some of the stories and conversations, and then we'll talk about how my listeners can watch it. Cause again, like Chrissy said, it's totally free and you can watch it from your own home. And there's so much value and goodness in there that definitely encourage, like, yes, need to watch it, but share conversations and people that you've spoken with.
Okay. Well, so I'm going to give the website, and the only thing is that you have to watch it soon because the episodes go away. So yes. Do not miss it. And you can go to themillionairewithinher.com. Mm-hmm. So themillionairewithinher.com, and it's free, which is so fun, but it goes away. So
yeah.
You have to watch it. So some of the names, I mean, gosh. Okay. So Marcy Shymoff, Lisa Romano's the most influential woman of 2020, Sage Levine, Lynn Twist, Natalie Ledwell. I just got done with Natalie Jill. Oh my gosh. Vilma Nunes. I mean, I could keep going on. Noelle Randall. Like, oh my gosh, these women. It's so incredible. I'm going to throw Jessica Higdon, like just Ariel Ford, like these women. I just have like chills. It's just Rachel Bell. I like all these women are just, there's 45 of you.
It's amazing. My gosh.
I know.
That's amazing. So, and I'm like at the edge of my seat. I know when this interview goes live, I believe it's already going to be out and you guys will have the link in the show notes. So if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, or you can go to the website at shedidaherway.com, we'll have a link to it, but definitely sign up. Watch it. There's so much goodness in it. And like, I'm so excited to learn from all the other incredible 40 some other people, women that were on there in the docuseries. What was one thing to kind of like close us out? What's one or two things that stood out to you in terms of some of the messages or things that were shared during your interviews?
Well, because it is a show, the topic is the millionaire within her. And so I thought possibly there might be tips on how to make money or tips on thinking about money. But it really, what I saw over and over and over, it's how you're being. Mm. It's how you value yourself. And I can attribute that the person I was before the series to the end of the series, crazy stuff has happened. And it's just me learning to value myself and learning that money is just a mirror. And that really shocked me. It's a measurement, but it really starts with you. It starts with who you are, how you value yourself, how you believe your worth, like how much you charge, how much you ask your boss for. It's just all an inside job. Mm. And that was extremely powerful because you all are living it. And so it gave me examples of how to be. And really that was the first step. Just watch these women and take on their energy because it's a different energy. It just feels good. And I don't know, there's so many nuggets of how they think, what they do, of tips and advice and knowledge. And every single one of you, just, I want to listen over and over and over.
I love it.
I know. Yeah. Because I can. So I know where to find them. So
I'm like, I know exactly where this is at. We could do a whole separate episode. And I've talked about this on the podcast before too. And I've shared my money journey and story and like how it's changed even just in the past 3 years and the relationship of money doesn't grow on trees and all of that from what we bring in our childhood. And so I'm just very looking forward to watching and hearing and tuning into the other women and their story and all of that. So Chrissy, thank you so much for spending your time and energy with me and allowing me the opportunity to interview you this time as like the tables have turned. Any last final words for my audience that you'd like to share? It could be about anything.
Yes. No, what you said about your journey, I remember you talking about that. And what's interesting, it reminded me of almost everything every woman's journey. We all are on a journey. And that's what I want to remind your listeners, that nobody starts at the top, and you all started somewhere, and it was just taking one step into belief. And I see you up on par with, there is no comparison. Everyone is special, and like, no imposter syndrome. We all are, we all have to start somewhere. We all have to step into it. And every single one of all of the experts, I think, are stepping into more. And it's cool because we always will be. So just surrounding yourself with a tribe that the conversation continues, and you learn and you grow and you help your sisters out, and we all are in it together.
Love it. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And you guys, listeners tuning in, definitely make sure you go register, watch all of them, binge them before they go away. And can you share with my listeners one more time where they can go and subscribe and unlock all the interviews?
Yes, themillionairewithinher.com.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks, Amanda, so much.
If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithherway.com, where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes. And you can also access free trainings and resources all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's podcast episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.